when touring the highways or on a Sunday cruise. I don't care what you're driving, there's no other guest like Amcor. When touring the byways, it's just the guest you choose. Be sure of arriving, you will if you ask for Amcor. You'll be right, you'll be proud, and join the happy Amcor crowd. Use Amcor, the best you can buy.
Welcome to the Ampol Show, number please, with Jack Davies.
Good evening. Here's the Ampol Show coming tonight from the stage of the Century Theatre Parks in New South Wales. The Ampol Company, whenever they can, take their show into state or to some country somewhere. And this all-Australian company feels it's good to bring the show occasionally right to the people who really, in the long run, make the show possible. That's why we're in Parks with an enormous crowd here in the theater. So let's get to work to see who's going to win what from the Ampol Treasure House. Some lucky person could win a luxurious flight for two to any of the 50 places visited by that super service, TAA. What have you got there, Ross Weeks?
A dishmaster dishwashing machine valued at £139.10.
A setting of AWA Fraser garden furniture and a holiday to Lord Howe Island by courtesy of AWA Fraser.
A Wilkins Service superheat washing machine.
A Pinnock Sewmaster. The quality sewing machine with all the features. And here's our first contestant. I can see him. Good evening. Mr. Hockey.
Good evening, Mr. Davey.
Your game. just Mr. Hockey, up this way. You don't look a bad old stick.
So old.
No, as a matter of fact, I'd say you'd be around about 25, 26, or 37.
Getting nearer.
Yes, I am. This is your Ampol pin. I'll just pin that in your lapel.
Thank you
and that's
much.
Right. Mr. Hockey, what do you do for a living?
I'm a farmer.
A farmer? Mm-hmm. The sheep farmer?
Well, mixed farming. Sheep and wheat, mainly.
Sheep and wheat.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to go together better than most things. You married man?
That's right, Mr. Davey.
Children?
Yes, three children, Mr.
Three children. Well, you drive what sort of car?
A Holden.
I'd like you to take this. This entitles you to a free, complete chassis lubrication service with the new Ampol Wonder Grease. In other words, you can have your car Ampolized. That's a new word we're using, and I think it's a good one.
Good. Thank you very much, Mr. Davey.
Have you tried this new Wonder Grease?
I have. On my farming machinery.
Oh, well, you're my man. I suppose the thing you notice about it most is the fact that it greases everywhere. You don't have to change guns.
Multi-purpose grease.
Multi-purpose. Mr. Hockey, I'm glad you came. And if the Ampol Company were here, they'd thank you, too. Are you going to sing for us?
Oh, well, I'm pretty rusty, but I'll try.
Well, maybe we can do with a good shower of rain. What is the song?
It ain't gonna rain no more.
Thank you, Wilbur Kendall.
Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more.
I would say, Mr. Hockey, if anybody's going to appeal for rain here, anybody but you, nobody will listen. There's £5 for stopping.
Thanks, Mr. Davey.
Right, now, you call me Jack. It's more friendly. Because if you keep calling Mr. Davey, I get so head up and I'll finish up by saying, bah, or something like that. You ready?
Yes
no. As soon as the buzzer goes, you mustn't say yes or no, right? I'll ask you all sorts of questions and give me some nice, snappy answers. Here's the buzzer. Full name?
Alan Hockey.
Alan Hockey. No name in the middle? Alan John Hockey.
I have a name in the middle.
Oh, would you... Let's have that name.
McGill.
That's a family name.
That is right.
You were born in this part of the world, in Parks?
I was born in Parks.
Right in Parks.
That is right.
And you've lived here all your life, actually?
All my life.
You married a Parks girl?
I married a Forbes girl.
A Forbes girl. How is Forbes these days?
Pretty dry.
I guess you should be on the liquor commission. Well, I think you're all right, Mr. Hockey. We'll pass you. Here goes the buzzer. Couldn't push you out of our prize. Now, you just pick up the Ampol Treasure House telephone, and let me tell you, before you do, you'll select a number off the board, and that means that you'll get a present that coincides with that number, but you've got to answer a little problem. If you can get through the problem in 1 second or less, then you'll play Ampol's game, beat the record, and that means you'll win a Pope Family 9 refrigerator valued at 147 guineas, as well as the prize you select off the board. Now, if you feel you can't get the question through so quickly, don't hurry it and lose the extra prize. Make sure you get the one you're going for. All right, Mr. Hockey?
That's right, Mr. Divey.
Well, I'll call you Alan. How's that?
Yes, Jack.
Okay. Phone's all yours. No tuppence, just one figure.
Ampol Treasure House, number please.
Number 34.
Number 34 is a Jason Lullabout.
You know what a Jason Lullabout is?
Haven't a clue.
Well, it's a chair or a bed. You got any old sheep? It's just the thing. You know, they can just sort of stretch themselves out. It's a very comfortable thing. I find you'll use it yourself. It's a marvelous thing on a front veranda. You got a front veranda?
Yes, that's right.
Well, you've got everything. Now, just listen to this carefully. One book costs... It's awful light in here. I can't see much. Anyway, if you give me a wrong answer... Oh, I can see the answer, so you've got no hope. One book costs sixpence and another costs a shilling. And a third book costs 2 shillings. What's the average price?
1 and 2 pence.
That's right. 1 and 2 pence is quite correct. And you won a Jason Lullabout. It acts as a chair, a lounge, and a bed. Thank you, Mr. Hockey.
Thank you very much, Mr. Davey.
Glad you got through. That Hansay, he can't fool me. I bet he's got cows, too. Well, I held out my hand and he grabbed 4 fingers. Mrs. Flannery.
How do you
do? I'm fine, thanks. How about you? You have more voice than that. That's a little voice.
Yes.
That's better. You on a farm, too?
No.
Well, do you do anything for a living?
Very much a housewife.
Oh, I see. That's about the busiest job there is.
Yes.
You live right in Parks?
Right in Parks, yes.
And what does Mr. Flannery do?
I have a mixed business.
A mixed business?
Yes.
And a mixed business?
Yes. A little bit of everything.
If I ever go into business, that's what it'll be.
Peanuts to pineapples.
Peanuts to pineapples. I'd be just the guy that may. I'd finish with a rough end. You can depend on that. What do you drive?
Holden.
A Holden?
Yes.
This entitles you to a free, complete chassis lubrication service for the car.
Thank you.
This is for the new Ampol Wonder Grease. You can have your car ampolized. Right?
It sounds interesting.
Good. Now, we can get right on with this. I don't give the ladies any pins. I used to once, but I let so many down. Now, what is your song, Mrs. Flannery?
Oh, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling.
Oh, this sounds like it might be all right. Okay, thank you, Wilbur.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. Till the lilt of Irish laughter, I can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy,
we wanted to hear that.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, never mind. I'll stand in. Do it again in the right key, Wilbur. My mother was born in Dublin, and my father was born in Cork. And I've been taught to love those places ever since I could walk. So don't run down the Irish. If you do, you'll make me...
Now, you may get it.
There you are. We've got to be careful on here. We sound like the creakiest old couple I've ever heard.
We're not far wrong.
Yes. The stage has got a loose board in it. All right, now we play yes, no. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Well, don't look so miserable. It's just relax and here's the buzzer. Full name?
Mary Frances Flannery.
Mary Frances Flannery. You were born in Parks.
I was.
And you've lived here all your life. What did you do when you first went to work?
I was a clerk.
A clerk? Here, in a bank, was it?
In a newspaper office.
A clerk?
I was.
Did you do any reporting at all? To a certain extent.
No, reading.
Oh, Mrs. Flannery.
Well, never mind. You're not going to lose much. You know, we've got a new rule in. I take the £5 back now. Parks. We've got a little present for you, seeing that you don't ring the Ampol Treasure House. This is a little traveling clock in red Morocco leather. And this goes for 8 days without winding. Heaven knows how long it'll go if you wind it.
I wouldn't have time.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Grady.
Dick Grady.
Dick Grady. How do you do? I met some of your family tonight.
You didn't.
I certainly did.
What did they say?
Oh, they just said that you had one of the best voices they'd ever heard, and I was to keep you singing.
You know, some people can't tell the truth.
You traveled over the same road as I did this afternoon, by the calendar.
No, I travel over another one more often.
You do?
Yes.
You got a farm?
Yes.
What do you have on your farm?
Mixed sheep and wheat. Right, yeah, mixed farm. Well, the sheep get in the wheat sometimes, and we feed the sheep on the wheat sometimes.
Oh, I can imagine.
Exactly like that.
Lots of fun. Well, there you are. I've just given you your Ampol pin.
Thank you.
You didn't feel anything, did you?
No.
Good. You got it in the right place. What do you drive?
Plymouth.
A Plymouth?
1952 Plymouth.
Oh, you didn't go into full detail. Just this entitles you to a free, complete chassis lubrication for the Plymouth. That's the whole service with the new Ampol Wonder Grease. You can have your car Ampolized. Have you used Ampol Wonder Grease?
I have. I put it to all tests, Jack, and there's no doubt about it.
A moment. Stand a little closer.
You cannot freeze it, and you cannot boil it. It will not melt. I'll guarantee that. I've put it to all tests.
Well, fancy getting some Wonder Grease and taking it home and freezing it and boiling it.
That's what they claim.
It is a fact. You've tried this yourself,
haven't
you?
Yes, I have. I've had it for 48 hours on the freezing chamber of a refrigerator, and it will not freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can just as good as when you put it in there. Guarantee it.
Are you a member of the Ampol Company?
No, I'm not.
Well, keep on and you will be. You're all right.
Well, I've been using long enough to be a member.
That's the sort of man I like, and I think the men on the land are starting to realize that Ampol really is their best friend.
Thank you.
That'll have that Plymouth of yours in shipshape next to no time. And, well, I was going to do a commercial announcement here and talk about the Ampol Wonder Grease. But it would be so redundant. You seem to know more about it than I do because you're an actual user, so I'll just say this last one, but you country people all know your local. It's your friend, actually. So see him tomorrow for the new Red Wonder Grease. It's another top petroleum product from that all-Australian Ampol company. Am I right, Mr. Grady?
You are. Wholly and so.
Well, I don't think you can put a foot wrong in this program tonight. Anything you say is all right with me.
Is it? Thank you. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what.
Can I call you Jack?
You definitely can call me Jack. And you could call me Jack and I'd hear you if I was 8 miles away.
Well,
That's the voice I like.
Good.
I just the thing I noticed about your children, they were all a little deaf. I had to speak to them 3 or 4 times.
Did you? Oh, well, they used to be.
Yes, that's it. Right, now, another thing. You can sing your song right through. And as friends, ladies and gentlemen.
Sabotage.
Look, no matter how bad this is, and I've got a rough idea from Mr. Grady's speaking voice. No matter how bad this is, I promised his children that he would finish his song. So let's put up with this. What's the song?
On the Road to Gundagai. I'll give it a go. There's a track winding back to an old-fashioned track along the road to Gundagai. Good on ya. Well, where the blue guns are broken and the birds they keep flowing beneath the sunny sky, where my mummy and the baby are waiting for me in the fields of my garden. That's the first time I've ever sang. Didn't begin to.
Well, the first time I knew the run that rode the Gundagai was the worst in one to park. Ah, dear. Look, we did our best, Mr. Grundy, but... Mr. Grady, I'm sorry, but that was pretty bad. that's hush money. That's £5. All right, we'll play yes, no now. Okay, serious? All right, here's the buzzer. Give me plenty of voice. Full name?
Richard Michael Grady.
You're Irish?
I wouldn't think so.
You were born in this part of the world?
I was born in Parks.
Born in Parks?
Half an hour.
Well, which half was born in Parks?
Half Irish.
Oh, half Irish. And what's the other half?
Welsh.
Welsh. Oh, that's an unusual combination. Your father was... Mr. Grady and I have a nodding acquaintance with... He won't say yes or no, but...
Father was Irish. First time I put my length of them off.
Well, you've got a lot of friends here anyway, Mr. Grady. It's nice to be so popular. Yes, yes, don't take the phone, just use it.
And Paul, Treasure House. What'll number, be... please.
Now, what'll be a good one?
Now, you've offended the girl.
Oh, sorry. I beg your pardon.
She's got to wait for a number. Give her some sort of number.
48.
Number 48 is 2 Palmerston occasional chairs.
There you are. So if you occasionally sit down, you're all set. Well, if you can always cut them down for milk stools. Yeah. If there are 24 windows in one floor of a block of flats, how many windows in a flat of 4 floors?
96.
That's right, yes. You're a happy soul, Mr. Grady, and you've been a very good contestant. I wouldn't like you to walk away without your Palmerston occasional chairs. These chairs are valued at £30 each. They're beautiful chairs, and they feature foam rubber on tension springs.
Thank you very much, Mr. Davy.
I haven't finished yet. The graceful line of the Palmerston occasional chairs is superbly finished to make this chair... Well, you can sit...
Slip chest from hard work.
Well, you can sit... You can sit back to front. Anyway, they're beautiful chairs. They're all yours, Mr. Grady. I'll hand this back to the young lady, and your chairs will be sent to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Grady.
I wish you all the luck in the world with your wheat and your sheep, and let's hope you get some rain pretty shortly.
All right, good luck with it.
Thank you. Here's like a colossal handful. I'd hate to be a short-horn heifer. Well, the muscles on some of these fellas, they grip you by the hand as if it was a... There you are, Mr. You're kidding.
Alex Musichuk.
Your name is?
Alex Musichuk.
Musichuk.
Boys at the work call me Musical Chuk.
Comes from a long line of black Orpingtons. Where are you from originally?
Poland.
Poland. Why did you leave? Nobody could pronounce that, I suppose. M-U-Z-Y-C-Z-U-K.
All the Z's in the alphabet.
Of course, you could have been going for years with us the wrong way around, you know. Now, there's the beauty of a name like that. Read it from any angle, and it's just the same. What do you do for a living?
I work on the railways.
On the railways?
As a train examiner. You know the chappie who walks along the trains with a hammer and knocks on the wheels?
Oh, yes.
Taps the wheels. And
taps the wheels.
Yes,
you do that, do you?
Yes.
Well, I used to do that in New Zealand years ago. And I was a little deaf.
But you didn't tap the trains.
Oh, yes. I used to tap the wheels, just the same as you do. And I had to have a Maori fellow with me because I couldn't hear properly, and he used to listen. And that's how we invented the Maori haka.
It's bad, isn't it? Very bad. So you work for the railway?
For the railway department, yes, Jack.
You're a married man?
Yes, I married an Australian girl here in Parks.
An Australian girl in Parks?
Yes.
And you have some Australian children now?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hard worker.
Yeah. Don't waste too much of your time on that hammer on the wheels. Do you drive a car?
I do. Vauxhall.
A Vauxhall.
That's
Vauxhall. Excellent.
Yes.
Because otherwise, I think this could grease a train, too, this stuff. I'm sure it could.
Oh, definitely. We do have a lot of, business with Ampol.
You do?
Railway department. Yes.
Oh, they do. I didn't know that. Oh, that's very good. Oh, well, then I'll travel on the railway in the future. Not actually in a train, but I'll walk on the lines at least.
Oh, definitely. A railway is a safe way.
Well, I can tell you, most brands of lubricating oil today are good, but good is just not good enough when you run valuable tractors or fleets of trucks or cars. The new Ampol motor oil gives you extra value. It's not just a good oil, but the best that modern refining methods can produce. Be particular. Start using the oil that keeps engines young and lively. Start using new Ampol motor oil. It's as known as Australia's number one motor oil, new Ampol. What are you going to sing?
Happy Wanderer, Jack.
What's that?
Happy Wanderer.
Mr. Musichuk is going to sing. I don't know the title.
Happy Wanderer.
Oh, Happy Wanderer.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know that either.
I love to go a-wandering along the mountain trail. And as I go, I love to sing my knapsack on my bed. Valdere, Valdera, 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 Valdere, Valdera, my knapsack on my back.
Oh, thank you. Well, Musichuk with the accent on the music. That was very nice. That's not an English song. Happy Wanderer, is it?
That came originated from Germany.
From Germany?
Yes.
Well, it was very nice.
Can I stick in my pocket this one?
I think so, yes, because if you don't say yes or no, you can keep it there.
Ah.
And even if you do say yes or no, you can keep it there.
I'll try the best.
You try the best? All right. Would you like to answer me in Czechoslovakian?
In Czechoslovakian, I don't understand very well.
What is your language?
Polish.
Polish. Of course, you told me before. Would you answer me in Polish?
I will.
Then that way you can say what you like.
But definitely I won't say yes or no in Polish.
I don't care if you do. I wouldn't know if you did. What is no in Polish?
Nie.
Nie.
And... N-I-E.
That sounds like Kiwi Polish. Oh, that's Polish. My friend. All right. Now, I'll talk in English and you talk in Polish.
I will.
Or, if you prefer, you talk in English and I'll talk in Polish.
Righto. We can change over.
You won't understand a word I say.
I better prefer to answer Polish and you speak in English.
All right, I'll do my best. I have a peculiar accent, but don't take any notice of it. Buzzer, thank you. Your full name?
Alexander Włodzimierz Muzyczuk.
You see, you ask silly questions, you get silly answers. What did you do for a living before you came to this country?
Jak przyjechałem do Australii, pracowałem, byłem jako uczeń na studiowaniu.
Ha-ha, a blacksmith!
Student.
A student. What did you study?
Inżynierię na Disney.
Inżynierię in Disney.
Diesel engineering.
Diesel engineering. This was in Poland.
That was in Poland, that's right.
Do you know that you've broken out into English again?
I did, but I got into that customs, so I speak
you,
you all
remain
the
that
time.
Way. You I find do. Now it's hard to speak Polish.
It does.
You're through, you're a hundred. That's excellent. There you are. £5. How much would that be in Polish money?
£5, that would be approximately fortnight wages before the war for one pretty, bit high job, like engineer or doctor.
A doctor?
Yes.
£5 a fortnight?
Fortnight. Before the war.
Oh, come to this country.
About Oh, say, about 50 of them, you could buy a very good brick house in Poland before the war.
50 of those, you can't buy a good brick here. You can if you're friends with the bank.
Oh, yes, you do, definitely.
All right, Mr. All right, Alec.
That's right. That's the better, Jack. What I shall do with this £5?
You can please yourself. There are several answers. I would say put it in your pocket. Put it in your pocket because that's money to spend. That's yours now. Pick up the Ampol Treasure House telephone. Just one ice cream laughing at the railway yard.
Ampol Treasure House, number please.
Number 13, please.
Number 13 is a Strong Light Super Chef Set.
Strong Light Super Chef said. You're a very newly married man, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been married?
6 years in December.
6 years? You got no family?
No yet, Jack.
Would you ring the young lady and ask if she can change the Strong Light Super Chef set for a blood tonic? He's had it, too. Ah, well, never mind. Now, this is fairly complicated, this. How much is half of one-third of a shilling?
Half of one-third of a shilling, tuppence.
You were very quick, but you had to repeat it, of course, and that snuck some time, no? You took 3 seconds. I would have liked you to have won that other big prize. Never mind, you won this. A Strong Light Super Chef set comprising saucepans, a fry pan, casseroles, steamer, milk saucepan, kettle, and etc. And all deluxe quality with thick ground base for use on electric, gas, or fuel stoves. What sort of stove do you have at home?
I have a good gas stove.
Gas stove. Then you'll find these are marvelous. They'd be marvelous on anything. Those are all yours, Alec. And there's the full set with everything.
Thank you very much.
It keeps you and Mrs. Alec very happy.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's amazing how time runs away with you. I've got some more people on stage, but I'm afraid they'll have to wait till their next visit to Parks. And right now, it's time to go. Nobody got through, beat the record tonight, so the Pope Family 9 refrigerator was not won. I would have loved to have left it here in Parks because I'm never happier than when I'm leaving gifts strewn all over the place. But that's the way it is. You've been a wonderful audience to work to, and you've been excellent contestants. And all good Ampol users, I couldn't have wished for better. It's been a night that I'll remember. It's goodbye time now from the Ampol Treasure House. And remember to keep using Ampol, the best petrol you can buy. In your district, you'll find a modern Ampol station waiting to give the kind of service you want. Service planned by an all-Australian company for Australians. And if you're ever up Surface Paradise way, I'll really turn it on for you. I'm there practically every weekend. I don't work, but I look on. And if you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. Who knows, you might get a tank full free. Just try me. If I'm up there, you'll be out of luck, but after all said and done, you're buying the best petrol in the world when you do buy it, so you couldn't go wrong. Well, until we meet again, this is Jack Davies saying good night, Parks, good night, Australia, and thanks for listening.
Thousands.
Tens of thousands of women have thrown away their tea towels.
And cut wash-up time in half.
Thanks to Trix, the miracle detergent. Trix cuts wash-up time in half because it cuts out drying up.
With a teaspoonful of Trix in the water, see how quickly you get through the job. Pots, pans, and all. Then just stack everything to drain. Those dishes will dry sparkling clean, without a trace of streaking, and with no greasy film. They'll be far, far cleaner than when you washed up with frothy soap suds.
Buy Trix. Don't waste another day before you wash up this new, inexpensive, wonderful, time-saving Trix way.